Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a technology show discussed in plain English and none of that confusing technical jargon. Sure, we cover topics like computers and great websites, TVs, phones, and cameras, but it's all in a language you can understand, even if you think PC means politically correct instead of personal computer, or when you hear PDA and think public displays of affection instead of personal digital assistant. You get the idea. Welcome, welcome, whether you're tech savvy or tech challenged or somewhere in between. Tech Talk is sponsored by Windows Vista, Microsoft's groundbreaking operating system that lets you do more with your computer, be it an increase in productivity, a richer entertainment experience, or safer, more secure web surfing. Learn how you can do more, much more, with your computer at windowsvista.ca. Well, on today's Tech Talk, we're live from the Consumer Electronics Show, otherwise known as CES. This is the granddaddy of all tech shows, which takes place each and every January at the Las Vegas Convention Center. It starts tomorrow, and it's a chance for members of the tech industry, I think about 150,000 of them, to catch a glimpse of the future of consumer electronics. And through the magic of technology, I'm hosting the show from the floor here. You might hear some grinding and drilling and construction going on because they're still putting this all together. I'm in this glass booth, if you will, right on the in the north floor here, and they're building all around me, but I'm sure you'll be able to hear me just fine with my cool microphone, this high-tech microphone that I've got. So the show starts tomorrow, and it's, you know, basically what I wanted to do on today's Tech Talk is give you a sneak peek at what's coming in 2008 and beyond, because it's going to blow your mind. And we'll be joined in a few minutes. We've got two guests for this hour, and I'll also share with you some of the things I'm looking forward to seeing at the CES show here in Las Vegas. But I'm also opening the lines to hear from you. You can win some cool prizes for calling in. And my question to you is simply, what are you most looking forward to getting your hands on in 2008? And this can be products that you've already heard about but haven't played around with yet. So they can be out now, like the Slingbox or iPhone or a 70-inch wall-mountable plasma TV. Or it could be something that you know is coming and has not been launched yet. If you want to tell me what technology that isn't here yet you'd like to see, something you think would be very useful, but no one has invented it yet, to the best of your knowledge, I'd love to hear from you as well. And it could be pretty far out, stuff like a flying car, a cell phone that could beam a downloadable movie or TV show onto a nearby wall, a video phone on your watch, or a car you can talk to, like Kit from Knight Rider. Let's hear from you, and I'll tell you what today's prizes are in a moment. To call into News Talk 1010 CFRB, the numbers are 416-872-1010, toll free 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. Again, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or star 8255 on your cell phone. We've got two cool prizes for you this hour. The first caller, after the 12:30 break, will win a year's worth of free antivirus protection for up to three computers in your home. It's a copy of Windows Live OneCare, and it works with both Windows XP and Windows Vista. So that's a year's worth of antivirus protection for up to three computers. The last caller of the day, just before 1 p.m., wins a copy of Microsoft Office Professional 2007. This is worth $689. It includes Microsoft Word 2007, Excel 2007, PowerPoint, Outlook, Publisher Access, and many other productivity programs that you probably use now, but this is the latest version called Microsoft Office Professional 2007. Again, that's worth almost $700, going to the last caller just before 1 p.m. But what we're going to do is I'm going to tell you who our guests are. Our first guest will be coming in after our first break, and his name is Jason Oxman from the Consumer Electronics Show, and Jason will tell us a little bit about what CES is all about, and he'll tell us, you know, how big the tech industry is and what some of the big trends are, and that will be in about, 6-7 minutes from now. And then after the half-hour break, we'll be joined by Doug Delure from Thomson to tell us about some really cool GE phones that will soon be used using in our homes, and it'll blow your mind with what it can do and how it marries the internet and your cell phone and landlines and cordless phones, and it'll just totally reinvent the home phone. And that's going to be after the 12:30 break. But let me tell you a little bit more about some of the products that I'm looking forward to seeing here at CES. There's a lot of buzz on a few different devices. One of them is the first commercially available OLED TV from Sony. Now, this is a television that debuted last month in Japan, but it's expected to launch in the U.S. anyhow in, I believe, March of this year for about $2,500. Now, for those who just ran out and bought a plasma TV or LCD TV over the Christmas break or maybe on Boxing Day, don't get stressed out because it's a little bit expensive, $2,500 for an 11-inch screen. But let me tell you what's cool about it. OLED stands for Organic Light Emitting Diode, and these TVs are not just organic looking, so very natural, so real that you feel like you can stick your hand in the TV and pull out something. But get this, they're 3 millimeters thin. Okay, so we're talking obviously something that's very wall mountable, but 3 millimeters thin, a 1,000,000-to-1 contrast ratio, Sony is saying. And that refers to how black the blacks are and how white the whites are. So super dark blacks, which is great for movies. And again, very accurate color reproduction and very energy efficient as well. So all these things combined, it's very promising technology. It's another flat panel display that you might be hearing a lot about this year. OLED TVs, organic light emitting diode TVs. Other manufacturers are jumping on board as well, but Sony will have their 11-inch, their whopping 11-inch screen available to play around with at this CES again, and commercially available as early as this spring. If you are, a early adopter with deep pockets, this might be something for you. Also, speaking of TVs, let's go from 11 inches to a rumored 150 inches. Panasonic has something. Now, again, the show is not open yet, but at the Panasonic booth that I walked by today, they've got this enormous screen, a plasma screen that's draped with the cloth that is rumored to be, from what I've read in advance, about 150 inches. That's like bigger than my garage door. So going from 11 inches to 150 inches, these are the kinds of future technologies that you see here at the Consumer Electronics Show. Very exciting stuff. And speaking of video, LG is rumored to unveil a watch phone that, here's Dick Tracy 60 years later, a watch phone that, as the name suggests, it's a video watch phone. So you can see who's calling, answer it, look at the person. There's a little tiny webcam. It's got Bluetooth if you want to use, because obviously the speaker isn't going to be so loud. It's got a little Bluetooth, so if you want to put on a wireless headset over your ear, you can hear a little bit better. So I'm looking forward to seeing that tomorrow on the show floor. And that's just a taste of what the Consumer Electronics Show is all about. But as I promised, after our next break, which is in a couple of moments, we'll be joined by Jason Oxman from the Consumer Electronics Association in the U.S. here, that will give us a little bit more color and context about CES, what the show means to the industry, how big the tech industry is, and some of the big key trends that we're expected to see this week here at the Consumer Electronics Show. Oh, before we go to our first break, I gotta tell you about another really cool technology that I can't wait to take a look at tomorrow. It's from Philips, and they are revealing a 14.3-inch flexible e-paper. So imagine electronic newspaper that can show video. That's the idea. It's a rollable newspaper, if you will, with 16.7 million colors on it. The last version that they had was only 4,096 colors. So imagine reading a newspaper, and obviously a little bit thicker than a regular newspaper, but this is only rumored to be about 300 micrometers thick, and being able to, when you read a headline, tap on it and not only read the story but watch an accompanying video, just like you can do online, but now with a wireless, we'll see if it's wireless in the future, but definitely a rollable newspaper that is pretty exciting stuff from LG Philips, and they're supposed to debut that tomorrow. Amazing stuff here. It's like peering into the window of the future of technology, and all the devices that you use in your home, at one point, most of them were debuted here at the Consumer Electronics Show. I remember back in 1999, 1997. It was the DVD player. Who doesn't have one now? So we're going to talk with Jason Oxman after this next break about future trends. Now, I want to remind our listeners what our prizes are. Again, I'm asking you. I don't want this show to just be about me and my guests and about CES. So I want to turn the mic to you and ask you, what are you most looking forward to in 2008? What are you dying to get your hands on? Whether it's been released or not, it doesn't really matter. Or if you've got an idea for a technology that you haven't seen yet and something that you think is missing, we'd love to air your comments. And as a little thank you, we're going to give away again a copy of Windows Live One Care, which is a year's worth of free antivirus protection for up to 3 computers in your home, and that's going to the first caller after 12:30. And just be forewarned, that might be the first time we'll have a caller on the air. And then the last caller of the day, just before 1 p.m., is going to win a $689 prize. It's Microsoft's Office Professional 2007, which includes Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, Publisher Access, and many other programs. The Professional Edition, great for consumers and small businesses. Maybe you work from home. So that's something that you want to call in on and get in on the queue, even if you have to wait a few minutes for this special edition of Tech Talk live from Las Vegas. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the GTA, star 8255 on your cell phone. But right now it's 9:17. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This is the future of the technology industry here live on the Las Vegas Convention floor, show floor room, surrounded by all kinds of machinery, some of which is they're bulldozers and construction crews, not bulldozers, but they're building what is the world's biggest technology trade show all around us. So I hope you can hear us okay. I'm in a glass booth in the North Hall. Is that right, Jason, the North Hall here?
Actually, I think, Mark, we're in Central Hall.
Central Hall. It's a labyrinth of technology here, close to 2 million square feet, I believe. Let Jason explain exactly a little bit more about what the Consumer Electronics Show is. This is where I am here, live in Las Vegas. The show starts tomorrow. We are joined now by Jason Oxman from the Consumer Electronics Show. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Mark, it's a pleasure to be here with you. Thanks.
All right, and I've had the pleasure of working with Jason in some articles that I've written for USA Today and for AARP, the retirement magazine. And it's a pleasure to meet you finally in person. It's always via phone or email.
That's right.
So let's chat about the Consumer Electronics Show. Our Tech Talk listeners, in Canada, we want to know what is coming, what's the future of technology, what is this show all about? Is it a window to the future of this industry? Is that how you'd best describe it?
That's a good way of thinking about it, Mark. The 2008 International CES is truly international in scope. We have more than 140,000 attendees here this year, of whom 25,000 are from 110 countries around the world.
Wow.
And the reason that everybody's here, and the reason this show is held in January, is because it really is, as you said, a window into the technologies that we're going to see on store shelves and eventually in our living rooms over the course of the year.
And so some of the biggest products that we use today, digital televisions and TiVos, set-top boxes, and these were all debuted at CES over the past few years.
Right. This is actually our 41st year. This is the 41st International CES. And over the last four decades, we have seen the introduction of every major consumer electronics device that you can think of. Everything from the VCR, as you mentioned before, to the DVD player. Windows Vista was introduced here, as was the Xbox. GPS was introduced here. Everything you can imagine, every innovation in technology is introduced here at the show. And one of the reasons that the show is so big is because we have 2,700 companies exhibiting here on, as you said, about 1.85 million net square feet of exhibit space. And the reason all those companies are here and the reason all these attendees are here is because they know the next innovation is going to come at the show as well.
What are rumored to be some of the big trends this year and maybe products that, I mean, I shared a couple of my favorites that are expected to debut here. Can you give us, maybe let's first start a little eagle view here about some trends at this year's CES show that maybe we didn't see in the past?
Sure. I think one thing that's very interesting about the 2008 International CES that we haven't seen in years past is the desire expressed by consumers to access content from a wide variety of different places and move it around to different devices. You know, the traditional television living room experience is really expanding beyond the house. People want to download movies from the internet and watch them maybe in their living room, but then take it with them in the car so the kids can watch it in the back seat, or even take it with them on a plane while they're traveling. They want portable media devices. It's not just the one-way reception of a television station in the living room anymore. So a trend we're seeing at the show this year is the marriage of content and devices. It means that companies like NBC Universal, one of the nation's and the world's really largest television and movie producers, is here on the show floor exhibiting. Sony Pictures Television, one of the world's largest TV producers, is here on the show floor. They're here because people are starting to buy content and devices together and move them around with them.
Right, so it's not just about hardware like the latest iPod or a set-top box for your TV that can where you can rent digital movies. It's the ability to share it, sometimes wirelessly, between all of your CE devices, your consumer electronic products, in and around the home, in the car, on the plane, and having the freedom to do so, which is the trick, I guess, for the content owners. How do you protect the media, yet give the freedom to consumers?
That's right, and it is moving. You mentioned it's moving out of the house into the car. A couple things interesting about the car this year. We have Bill Gates, the chairman of Microsoft, opening us up with the pre-show keynote tonight. He's been doing that every year for the last 10 years, and it's always a thrill. One of the things he introduced in 2007 was Microsoft's Sync product.
Right, with Ford.
With Ford, right, which is now in cars and is a really interesting marriage of the automobile and consumer electronics. We have a keynote this year. GM's Rick Wagoner, the chairman of the largest automaker in the world, is keynoting. You know, you wonder, why is a car maker keynoting an electronics show? Well, because consumers like the ability to take their devices with them into the car. GPS is one of the biggest categories of the year, up 145% in 2007, and those devices are starting to become interactive. This goes along the theme you were talking about moving things around. Mm-hmm. Your GPS device is not just a way to receive maps anymore. You can play your music on it. You can get real-time traffic updates on it. You can even put movies on it, and it's all in the car.
And I expect that green, an environmentally conscious tech industry, is also prevalent here at this year's show. Is there any evidence to support that?
Absolutely. Green electronics are a big theme this year. For the show itself, it's a big theme, and for manufacturers exhibiting, it's a big theme. For the show itself, we're proud of the fact that the 2008 International CES is the largest carbon-neutral event of its kind in the world.
What does that mean, carbon neutral? Sounds fancy, but you lost
it. And it is. Carbon neutral means, simply put, that we are taking steps to offset the carbon emissions of the show. We generate electricity here. We put products on display. People who attend the show use hotel rooms, and that uses electricity. It uses power. It generates carbon. We are offsetting every single pound of carbon used at this show by investing in renewable energy facilities and projects around the world, by investing in recycling and the like. So we're really doing that.
So you calculate how much energy you're using to put this show on, and then you offset it by saving it in other ways.
That's exactly right. Or investing in renewable wind and solar projects and the like.
I did my part. I took the monorail this morning from my hotel. Didn't take a cab.
Excellent.
That's electric, right?
Well,
okay.
You did your part.
Okay, and finally, can you give us an idea of the scope of the tech industry? I mean, it seems that, boys love their toys, but I'm sure it's not just men anymore who are buying these, scooping up these gadgets at the big box stores. But also, just give us an idea of how big the tech industry is and who's buying these things.
Sure. This is an enormously large industry. It is a growth industry, and people love their devices. The average household actually has 25 consumer electronics devices in it, which is pretty remarkable if you think about it. Everything from TVs to phones to mobile phones to radios, a lot of devices, 25 in the average household. The average household spends $1,500 a year on consumer electronics devices. It's a $161 billion industry.
Billion with a B
in the U.S., a $600 billion industry worldwide.
Wow.
Absolutely huge. And you're right, the demographics of people that buy these things are changing over time. It used to be you'd have early adopters who would be interested in the Consumer Electronics Show. Now everyone's an early adopter. Everybody knows what high-definition TV is about, and everybody knows how exciting it is. And it used to be just men who bought consumer electronics devices. Now our research finds that women actually influence as many, if not
Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Windows Vista, Microsoft's groundbreaking operating system that lets you do more with your computer, be it an increase in productivity, a richer entertainment experience, or safer, more secure web surfing. Learn how you can get more, much more, out of your computer with Windows Vista at windowsvista.ca. So if you're tuning in now for the first time, we are live at the Consumer Electronics Show, all about a day before it debuts. I'm here at the Las Vegas Convention Center. There's a lot of construction going on around me. They're still putting together all the booths. All the big tech companies are here. Nearly 3,000 companies are here from around the world, debuting the latest and greatest in technology, products that we'll likely be using in, within the year or maybe a little bit beyond. And all the big products that we use have debuted here, DVD players and televisions and digital televisions, rather, and GPS devices and the Xbox and the latest cell phone technology like 3G or high speed. Very exciting stuff. Speaking of phones, in a couple of moments we'll be chatting with Doug Delore from Thomson about GE reinventing the home phone and all these cool things that means that you're not going to be able to look at your home phone the same way after you hear what's coming down the pike. That'll be in a couple moments with Doug Delore from Thomson. But I promised our callers some prizes. So we've got a few people on the line. The first person who gets on the air now is going to win a copy of Windows Live OneCare. It's a year's worth of free antivirus protection for up to 3 computers in your home. The last caller of the day just before 1 p.m. is going to win Microsoft Office Professional 2007, which includes Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, Publisher, and more, valued at $689. Wow. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255. It's a free call on your cell phone. I'm asking you, what tech are you most looking forward to in 2008? Or if you've got an idea for a product that you would like to see that you haven't seen yet, we'd love to hear from you. Let's start with Ian in Scarborough. Ian's online too. Welcome to Tech Talk, Ian.
Hello. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. You're the winner of the Windows Live OneCare.
Oh, thank you very much.
Great. So let's hear from you. What product are you most looking forward to, or do you have a general question?
There's two things I want you to look at while you're there. The new thing in the widescreen TV. I'm still debating on plasma or LCD. The other one is the GPS. Any new technologies?
So great questions there. So in terms of TVs, if you didn't hear what I was talking about earlier, there, let's call it big and small. Sony has unveiled last CES show their OLED television, organic light emitting diode. It's only 11 inches, but I mean, it is absolutely gorgeous. 3 millimeters thin. It's got a 1,000,000-to-1 contrast ratio, so super dark blacks, very energy efficient, and it's coming to North America in about March for a whopping $2,500 for 11 inches. Not a lot of bang for your buck.
It's
basically just showing what's coming down the pike. Soon we'll have perhaps 60-inch OLED TVs on our wall, all the way up.
If you can bring home that big TV for me, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, the 150-inch one from Panasonic. Yeah. So that's plasma. So, you know, the show starts tomorrow. I'd be happy to report next Sunday what, really big innovations were shown when it comes to televisions. And then for your second question on GPS devices, some of the cool new trends to look for include not just voice to text, where the GPS unit tells you the name of the street you're turning on, but now you can talk to your GPS device and you use your voice instead of your fingertip to type in your destination address.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so that's coming out already at Tom. Yeah.
For Jason, 41 years ago, what was the breakthrough in technology?
Well, Jason's not here any longer.
Oh, okay.
He went to go run and do another interview. But no, that's a great question. And you know what? I'd like to know the answer to that. So I'm going to ask Jason via email. He ran and did another interview with another radio station. But that's a great question. Thank you, Ian. And congratulations. We'll put you on hold, tell you how to redeem your prize. Let's go to another caller before we chat with Doug. Let's go to Jennifer in Burlington. Jennifer, is there a piece of technology that you're looking forward to? Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, I hope you're having a nice time out there, and it's Las Vegas, right?
Yes, that's right.
That's great. I have kind of a far-out wish to see something in technology for the future. I'd like to be able to, for instance, watch a cooking show in my living room and be able to smell the foods that they're cooking, or watch somebody taking a walk on a beach in Hawaii and be able to smell the ocean and the sand.
You know, that sounds far-fetched, but I know that there were some companies that were working on that technology. One product in particular comes to mind that I actually demoed was called DigiSense. And they first were doing this as a printer-like peripheral for your computer. So if you're on, say, the Chanel website, you can smell the perfume before you buy it. But unfortunately, they lost their funding and fell to the wayside. It became what we call vaporware, pardon the pun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are other technologies working on smell-o-vision for the living room, not just for the internet, but still probably a few years away. And interestingly, the DigiSense technology worked like, I explained that it looked like a printer, and it had little smell cartridges that you put in when they run out, like ink cartridges, right. And it combined, say, you know, one vial with another vial to create chocolate or to create, you know, a skunk. And it was information, you know, sent from the website to the local computer that told the combination of each vial to use. So it was very interesting. Jennifer, that's a great thing to look forward to. I think that's pretty exciting.
Thank you.
Who knows? Maybe we will see that. Let's go to another caller. Don't forget our last caller of the day, just before 1 p.m. is going to win a copy of Microsoft Office Professional 2007. Great product, and it's perfect for both consumers as well as small businesses. Let's go to Norman in Toronto, who's been waiting for a while. Norman, you're on News Talk 1010.
Oh, hi. Wondering when there'll be a voice recognition program that will be actually workable and pretty foolproof. Mm-hmm.
Great question, Norman. And before I answer that, you know, I just want to apologize again for the noise that you may or may not hear around me. There's a lot of construction going on as they're putting together these, you know, ginormous booths for the Consumer Electronics Show here at the Las Vegas Convention Center. The show debuts tomorrow, so this is sort of the 11th hour construction going on around me. You probably hear some machinery, so I apologize. So, Norman, great question. You know, to date, my opinion is that the best voice recognition technology that lets you navigate through your computer using your voice is from a company called Nuance, and you've probably heard of the product Dragon Naturally Speaking. They, in my opinion, have the best technology. You no longer have to train the computer any longer. It's pretty accurate. They say, I think, 98% accurate. So out of 100 words that you speak, 2 will be incorrect that you need to catch. Nuance is also on your cell phone now. And, you know, Windows 7, as it's codenamed, is said to also have some pretty interesting voice recognition technology built in. I don't know if they're licensing it from Nuance, but, you know, that's, you know, if you think that 2007 was the year of touch, you know, with the iPhone and the HTC's Touch and the HP Touch, I hope 2008 or maybe more realistically 2009 or 10 will be voice. So just like in Star Trek, where they talk to their computers and a human voice responds, I would love to see that. To me, that's sort of the last frontier, you know, or the big thing that's coming after touch is voice. And I'll tell you, Norman, next show on next week's Tech Talk, I'm going to tell you if I saw anything here at the CES show that looked promising. Thank you for the call. Please keep those callers coming. 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. *8255 on your cell phone. Live from a very noisy Consumer Electronics Show at the Las Vegas Convention Center. I'm Mark Saltzman, your host. When we return after this short break, we're going to be joined by Doug Delore from Thomson to tell us what GE is bringing to your home this year and beyond. Stay with us. We'll be right back. The time is 9:40. Let's click over to the CFRB Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. I'm Mark Saltzman, your host for this hour, and we are live from the Las Vegas Convention Center, where the Consumer Electronics Show, the Super Bowl of tech shows, if you will, kicks off tomorrow, debuting the hottest and latest in the future of technology, and we're getting a sneak peek today. We've heard about 3-millimeter thick televisions, a video phone watch, an electronic newspaper that you can roll up and watch video on, and we also heard from Jason Oxman from the Consumer Electronics Association about how big the tech industry is and who's buying technology today. Well, as promised, before we go to the callers and we hear what you're most looking forward to when it comes to technology, and when we return back to the lines and, of course, give away Microsoft Office 2007 Professional worth $689, we are joined now live. We've got Doug Delore here from Thomson to talk to us about the evolution, or rather revolution, in home phones. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Thanks, Mark. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. It's a little noisy noisy. It is. I'm trying to describe to our listeners, I'm in sort of a glass booth here in the central hall, and there's lots of construction going on as companies are getting ready to open up their multi-million-dollar booths tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, so if you can, I'm glad you got your earphones on nice and tight. Let's talk GE phones. You have a number of product announcements and debuts here at CES. Tell me what is some of the more wow-like products that you've got that our listeners would just salivate over.
Sure. One of the first products we have takes advantage of DECT, which is digitally enhanced cordless technology.
Mm-hmm.
It's interference-free. It allows you not only to transmit data, but also voice. So you have more than just the old I'm answering the phone, and here's an answering machine type thing.
Right.
Now you can actually have streaming RSS feeds. You can have...
And that's news, like headlines and things like
correct.
That you can
correct.
Subscribe to, right?
Correct. We have brand new products that we're introducing that include Google, a partnership that we have with Google. It's a Google one-touch button. And earlier you were talking about voice activation. Google has a Goog 411 business directory assistance. It's totally automated by your voice. So when you call it, you tell them the city, you tell them what you're looking for, and it's all by voice, and immediately it connects you free of charge.
Wow. So you press a button on your phone. Do you need to be online? Is it like you've got Wi-Fi?
Actually, no. It's a regular standard phone line.
Oh, neat.
You push, and we're the first folks to offer this with Google. You push the Goog 411 button, and it immediately connects you to Google.
That's convenient.
Very convenient.
That's great. And it's free, you're saying?
Absolutely mm-hmm. free. An American spend about $17 million a day on directory assistance.
Wow.
It's about $7 billion a year. So we think there's a lot of unearthed need here for this to really help people simplify their lives.
And you're holding what looks like a picture frame, a digital photo frame that we've seen in the past, and these are pretty popular.
Sure.
But you've got a phone hanging off to the left side. So please explain what that is.
We've merged two technologies. One is a digital picture frame. It's a 7-inch LCD.
Uh-huh.
The other one is DECT. Interference-free technology.
Right. And then, by the way, again, DECT is also great. So your microwave or your baby monitor,
right.
no interference issues.
None whatsoever.
Okay.
So what happens is you pair your caller ID number with a particular photo that you have downloaded into the frame, or you can have any memory card that exists, it accepts.
Mm-hmm.
And when that call comes in, it'll go from a digital picture frame, it'll show up, picture of your mom or your brother or whomever.
So you can immediately see who's calling.
Exactly. From across the room, you see their picture or a picture from vacation. It also gives you their name and their phone number, too, for caller ID.
On the screen itself.
On the screen itself.
Oh, very cool.
Once you answer it, the name and the number disappear.
Right.
Their picture stays up.
That's a great-looking device.
Oh, thanks.
That's gorgeous.
And then once you hang up, it goes right back to the slideshow.
Oh, yeah. So then that was just going to be my next question. So when you're not using it as a phone, you can just have it rotate through all of your photos. And, I love digital photo frames because too often we take lots of pictures and we just dump them on our computer
right.
like a digital shoebox.
Exactly.
And we're not appreciating all those moments. Now with digital photo frames and this hybrid device, which is a phone and a digital photo frame, it lets you enjoy all those memories all over again because
Absolutely.
It cycles through them all. Very cool. And when should we be seeing this product?
This is going to be out in April.
Okay.
And it'll retail for $139.99. So it'll be very competitive.
Yeah, that's pretty. For a digital photo frame, that's inexpensive, let alone the phone option.
Exactly.
And the phones, the GE DECT 6.0 phones that have that Google 411 button.
Correct.
Any launch date announced for that?
Those will also be launched in April.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a variety of price ranges beginning with $79 all the way up to $99.
Okay. We are chatting with Doug Delore from Thomson about the latest GE phones, and this stuff is wild. And, here I would love to ask you just for your a third product.
Sure.
I understand that GE is showing something that fuses your cell phone with a landline. And it's interesting because a lot of my friends now are not using their landlines anymore. It's just more convenient to have that one cell phone. But now you've got a product that combines the two.
Correct. It's called Cell Fusion, and it's both for folks who have a landline or don't even have a landline. The biggest complaint people have is when I get home, I have to carry my cell phone around, or I get bad reception in my house or my apartment. I
got to
put it where it is. Now, what you do with one touch through Bluetooth, you pair it to the base of the regular home phone, and when your cell phone rings, it rings on all the handsets throughout your house.
That's awesome.
It's really cool.
So you've got your cell phone number that everybody knows.
Correct.
And when you're within a few feet of the base, so it's Bluetooth, so it's a wireless.
30 feet.
Okay, that's decent. Then when you get a call on your cell phone, it will go through any of the wireless phones in your home.
Correct.
Very cool. And that's called Cell Fusion.
It's called Cell Fusion.
Is that out now?
It is. We have one version out now.
Okay.
We launched this last May, and then we have three new products that are coming out this April.
Wow, very cool. Is there a website that our listeners can go to learn more about your big CES announcements?
Absolutely. It's www.ge.com /phones.
Phones. Okay, great. Thank you very much, Doug. Doug DeLure from Thompson Electronics here to talk to us about GE phones. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark.
I am live here at the Consumer Electronics Show one day before it debuts. We are talking about the future of technology and asking you, our listeners, what are you most excited about getting your hands on? And it's okay if it's been out already, like, say, the iPhone or, a Slingbox so you can watch your TV wirelessly on a computer anywhere in the world that you've got an internet connection, or if it's not out yet, or something that you'd like to see, like some of our listeners have called in and said, I would like Smell-O-Vision on my TV, or I would like better voice recognition on my computer so I can interact with my computer with my voice. Those are all great suggestions, and I'd love to hear from you, and we're going to give away that $689 prize in a few minutes, 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. When we get back from this next break and our last break for Tech Talk, we'll jump right back to the lines. Thanks for hanging on. We'll be right back. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mark Saltzman, and you're listening to Tech Talk, a special edition of this show. I am here in a booth at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Tomorrow is the first day of the Consumer Electronics Show, otherwise known as CES, the granddaddy of all tech shows, the Super Bowl of tech conventions, if you will, where there's more than 1.85 million square feet of show floor room space, debuting the latest and greatest in technology. Not to mention, all the surrounding hotels here have suites. I've been receiving many invites to come and see products in special suites and ballrooms and meeting rooms at surrounding hotels, because the show overflows to the rest of Las Vegas. It's that big. This is the world's biggest electronics trade show. We've had a lot of fun this hour, peering through the looking glass, if you will, catching a glimpse of all these great things that are coming out down the pike. Super thin TVs and video phone watches and electronic newspapers and cell phone and landline hybrids and really cool stuff. We are going to go back to the lines to hear what you're most looking forward to when it comes to the comes to tech toys. And don't forget, in a few minutes, we're giving away that copy of Microsoft Office 2007 Professional. Without further ado, we will go to Gary from Etobicoke. Gary, thanks for holding on for, I think, almost the entire show.
Yes, Mark. Yes, I was wondering what, if anything, the CES is going to be showing in the way of 3D TV, especially 1080p, three-dimensional TV. Philips already is showing a display of that type in Europe, and I was wondering if they or other companies were going to be showing something like that at the CES.
I would expect so, Gary, because last year, and again, this show hasn't started yet, so I'll be able to report more on that or a little bit better on that this coming Sunday, a week from today. But last year at CES, LG debuted a 3D TV. That was pretty amazing. No special glasses are required. You have to stand about 5 feet in front of the TV, kind of in the center. So it didn't really work well if you were off to the edges, but, you know, call that a little kink they can work out. But it looked like the images were popping right out at you. So I would assume that this year we'll see similar technologies, be it from Philips or Sony or Samsung, other cool TV manufacturers. And I will let our listeners know next week. But that's a great question. And if those TVs are also 1080p, meaning the highest quality, high-definition video quality available. And the P stands for progressive, by the way, meaning all 1,080 lines of resolution are shown at the same time. Great question, and I will report back a week from today.
Thanks, Mark.
Let's go to Adam. Thanks, Gary. Let's go to Adam in Scarborough. Speaking
Hi,
of TVs.
How are you?
Hi. Fine,
okay,
thank you.
I'm really looking forward to the organic light-emitting displays. I know Sony's the first one to the market with one.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
Just the flexibility, oh, literally the flexibility of it, and the quality.
It's too bad they're only 11 inches to start.
Right.
You know, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to watch a movie like 300, a big epic film on a 11-inch display. But it's just, you know, again, CES is also the just to show off the technology, not so much the products. But, yeah, I'm excited to see what other companies are here. Allegedly, Samsung has a 30-plus-inch OLED TV, not ready for, you know, production for consumers yet. But, yeah, so OLEDs, I'm glad you're excited about this,
Adam,
because
I'm going to obviously hold off to whether these are
Exactly. Like all technology, it starts off mega expensive, and not all the features are there. And then over time, the features rise and the price drops. But
That's right.
if you're excited about OLED TVs just by hearing about it, boy, you got to see what this looks like. And Sony actually debuted at last year's CES show, and it looked fantastic. But the reason why I think it's especially cool this year is because they're going to debut it for consumers as early as March for about $2,500. Great call, Adam. Thank you very much. It seems like TVs are the big thing people are excited about. What else? Sony's got a 120 gigabyte camcorder they're debuting that can record about 15 hours of high definition video. That's huge. And, you know, triple that for standard definition video, but 120 gigabyte high definition camcorder with a built-in hard drive, and that's called the UX20, and that's debuting tomorrow as well, speaking of Sony. All right, our last caller of the show and the winner of the $689 Microsoft Office Professional 2007 is Howard from Thornhill, who's been waiting on the line for a while. Congratulations, Howard.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You've got
that.
Yourself a copy of Windows. Yeah, you got it. Congrats.
Thanks.
Do you have a question, sir?
Well, recently I was in Buffalo, and I just bought the iPod Touch at Future Shop up in Richmond Hill for my son. Now my son is upset because he wants me to buy him the iPod phone because it's only another $100.
But not here yet.
But I spoke to them at the iPod store in Buffalo, and they said it's through AT&T, and that if I brought it to Canada and I had the phone unlocked, the warranty is dispensed with.
You know, I wouldn't do this, Howard, for a few reasons. The main one being that, yes, you can buy a phone unlocked if you've got a U.S.-based address or even over the Internet like eBay. But when you put in your Rogers or Fido SIM card, you're not going to be able to still take advantage of all the really cool Internet features that comes with the iPhone. You'll be able to use it as a cell phone, and it's got built-in Wi-Fi like the iPod Touch, so you can surf the Internet at high speeds. But you're going to miss out on a lot of other cool features. So I would wait patiently until Rogers brings this to Canada. Hopefully it'll be soon. That's the rumor anyhow. But great question, Howard, and congratulations on our grand prize for today. Coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB, we've got Christina Chernesky. Hi, Christina.
Hello, Mark. I hope you put that $20 down on the table for me.
You got it black, right?
Yeah.
You want it on black.
That's right. That's all I think about when I think Las Vegas. I hope you're well. I hope everybody's well who's going to join us today. In a moment, Patricia Lovett-Reed will be in studio with us. She's a certified financial planner and leading authority on wealth management. We'll talk about your wealth in 2008. Let's see. We'll talk about some avalanchers or some people who caused an avalanche that had to be rescued and why they're footing the bill. How police in the United States are nabbing drunk drivers. I love this story. And if there's time, we'll talk about boosting the image of Scarborough. That and lots more coming up after 1 o'clock.
Thank you, Mackay, and thank you, Dwayne, and thank you to everybody who listened and called in to Tech Talk in this special edition live from Las Vegas. Stay tuned for Christina Chernesky coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.